Well, now it's time to welcome our guest, Nick Bowne of the Brentwood Bills Club. Or to be more accurate, to welcome him back, because I think you've been here before, haven't you, Nick, on Michelle's programme?
Yes, that's absolutely right, Scott. And thank you for having me and inviting me back today. No, must have done something right last time.
Well, usually, I tell you, with me, I'm invited twice. The second time, usually, to apologise, so you're lucky. You don't have that problem. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Brentwood Bills Club launched in November last year. So perhaps you could just explain a little bit about what the club aims to achieve.
Yes, yeah, we've been going about a year now. The whole point of the Brentwood Bills Club is it was founded by a group of local businesses who were trying to work out how we could best help people to be able to afford our sort of services. So the Brentwood Bills Club is a way of getting...
Well, not your services, other people's services.
Well, of course. Well,
no, you don't charge.
No. I'm talking as in the local businesses.
Oh, right,
so,
right.
Yeah, no, they were sort of a case of saying, what can we do to help our non-Bills Club customers? Or our personal customers, and then we decided to set up the Bills Club because we realised that, you know, when we're buying whatever we're buying for our business, we're buying in bulk.
Yep.
So why not do that with gas, electricity, telephone, internet, mobile phone, mobile broadband, and other services as well? You know, as I say, we power to the people. If we can bulk buy, we can achieve some savings.
And can you do that for people, even if they don't live or work in Brentwood?
Yes. Well, it's called the Brentwood Bills Club. That's purely because we focus on Brentwood at the moment. We can actually help anybody in the UK. And a little piece of exclusive news for you today on your show. The new year, we are going to be becoming the Essex Bills Club.
Oh.
We have had so many people joining and requests from people who are outside the Brentwood area that we are renaming. So it gives us more chance to help more people and achieve even better savings.
Good stuff. Great stuff. Now, I've got to ask you this. How does it work and how does it differ from other price comparison sites?
Well, we have two aims in the club. Firstly, to provide advice. So if people just simply want to advice on how to save with their current suppliers, that's fine. Or the other thing we do, of course, is like the price comparison website, we go and find a better supplier for your household services or your business services. Now, the big difference between the price comparison websites and ourselves is they're commercial businesses.
Right.
They make money and their aim is to make money from helping you. So, for example, if you go to one of the price comparison websites and they say ABC Energy is the best one for you, they will help you switch over and they will pocket quite a large amount of commission.
From that particular organisation?
From that company, yes. Now, what we do, of course, is we negotiate that away. We're not interested in making any money. We're non-commercial. If we do make any money, then that gets donated to our charity of the year.
So, is there a catch?
Well, we can't help suspicious people. No, there really is no catch. I know that might sound too good to be true. And, you know, there is an awful lot of negative press around energy suppliers especially. A lot of companies that are economical, the truth would be fair. They will tell you one thing and there will be something a little bit different in the small print. No, we are completely above board. We are there as an advisory service. And one of the things that we try and do for people is with new suppliers, we always try and negotiate away minimum term contracts.
Right.
So again, you know, if people wish to switch with us and we find a better supplier for them, it means that they're not locked in. They can leave at any time if they would like to, providing, you know, they haven't taken a brand new top of the range smartphone or anything
I mean, most of the complexities, I reckon, are probably with gas and electricity because their tariffs are so complex. I mean, it says the first X number of therms or whatever it isn't, they don't use that term now, are at this price, and then the next lot at that price. It's almost impossible for anybody to work it out, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, we check around about 20 different price points on each supplier. Mm. So, you know, what you will find is supplier A will be cheaper on their price per unit, but The first so many units might be more expensive, yep. or they might charge you a monthly fee, or they may be adjoining. Some of them have a joining yes. fee or an exit fee, whereas others, for example, are a few pence more per unit but might work out cheaper. But also, as well, some offer discounts with other bits and pieces, mm-hmm. loyalty cards if you take more services. Mm. So yes, we look at all of those different things, and we come up with the suppliers or supplier that is best for you, and we then guide you through or walk you through the switching process.
Yeah, I was going to
so
come
you're,
that
you're because... not left with mounds of paperwork or yeah. Bundles of figures to
because I can imagine through. There's quite a lot of people who are actually quite twitched and they say, oh, well, we'll just stay with the one we know because it's too much of an aggravation to switch suppliers. But you can help with all
absolutely,
of that.
Absolutely, yeah. Switching suppliers is now actually very, very simple. The government has cracked down to a certain extent on the switching process. So no, it's very, very simple. Energy takes around about 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Landline and internet takes around about 7 to 14 days. A mobile phone is generally, well, we actually have some mobile phone providers have given us the SIM cards that we need, so you can be up and running in half an hour.
My word.
So yes. We're,
All right, well, let's just take a look at some of these specific areas where savings can be made. Shall we start in the kitchen?
Yes, yeah. I mean, the kitchen is where the majority of energy is used in the household. I mean, if you think about it, you have your oven or your hobbies gas. Mm. You have appliances in there. You have your fridge and your freezer mm-hmm. that are running 24 hours a day. So that is a very, very large area. Mm. So the advice for people there, of course, is switch suppliers. That's where the biggest change mm-hmm. in price is going to come. But also, as well, there are little bits and pieces that you can do. For example, finding more energy efficient appliances. Right. But even simple things like if you boil your kettle, pour the warm water. If you were using boiling more than a cupful, pour yes. the warm water into a thermos flask.
Oh, right.
And well, then, of course, then you can put it back in again. And that will yes. save you a few pence on every boil. Because the kettle is actually one of the yeah. heaviest users of electricity. Now, of course, some people don't want to bother with the fact of that. I mean, maybe, for example, you have difficulty lifting things. So, of course, juggling around hot water between a kettle and a flask is not necessarily a good idea. Mm. But we can put you in touch with suppliers for things like...
You could
like,
even use it as a washing up bowl.
You most yeah, certainly can, yeah. yes. Or if you're boiling vegetables.
Yes.
We can also put you in touch with suppliers who sell kettles, for example, as I have. I have a kettle which has a flask in the centre. You decant from the centre just the amount you need, and then, of course, when it boils, it's although the centre is insulated, it does warm the water up a little bit, so, of course, you're saving money the next time you boil. And, of course, you're boiling only the water you need.
Too clever by half, that's
See,
it.
See, I have to eat my own dog food.
Oh, you eat dog food as well. That's probably cheaper.
Well, tell you what, I'm sure we can arrange.
Okay, well, let's have a look at what about the telephone and broadband that you also mentioned?
Well, yes, telephone and broadband is an area which there are quite a few minefields in. For example, I mean, one thing I hear a lot is, oh, I've been with a certain company and mm-hmm. I've been with them for 30 years. I'm sure they're giving me a very good deal. I'm a loyal customer. And then about half an hour later, oh.
Yes, you can
save quite a bit of money by bundling those services. For example, if you take the phone and broadband together.
Yes.
Some television providers offer a discount if you take the television services as well. But there are even bits and pieces, for example, with the mobile phones. We look at things like unlimited internet access. That's one thing that people will pay a premium for, sometimes £20-30 extra for
really?
Unlimited
even
internet
now?
Access. Oh, even now. But, of course, very few people actually use more than even the middle tariff of internet access. So sometimes it's actually cheaper to buy it rather than have unlimited data.
Yes.
The other thing as well is mobile phones. If you take a free mobile phone, I use free in inverted quotes.
Yes.
We've actually found out that, for example, you can actually buy a telephone without a handset without contract
yes.
for around about £160, £170. That's a good quality smartphone.
Right.
Whereas if you compare the difference between taking a SIM-only contract and a deal which comes with an included smartphone over a 2-year agreement, you can sometimes be paying £480 more. So and £480 is a lot of free.
And at the end of the 2 years, the phone's probably out of date as well.
Absolutely. So it's time to go and buy another one. So we try to do it on as much of an individual basis as possible. So it's not true for everybody, but certainly if people get in touch and join the club, we'll be more than happy to help them.
Now, those are the areas that we've touched on that probably save most money.
Yes.
But an area like lighting, you can save a few bob, can't you?
Yes, yeah, between 8% and 10% of your household costs, and more for businesses, is on lighting.
Yes.
And one of the things that we've seen recently is a big revolution in the style of lighting and the technology of lighting. I'm sure we're all very familiar with the low-energy light bulbs, the compact fluorescents, and I know they're not very popular with a lot of people because the light quality and, you know...
They take ages to warm up.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
Well, some of them do.
Some of them do, yes. Yes. One of the areas... I mean, they save a good amount of money, but the LED light bulbs are really worth considering now. They are more expensive to buy initially, but they use around about 10% of the energy that even the energy-saving light bulbs do.
Yes.
They last for about 10 to 15 years, and they provide very, very good directional light for things like spotlights, downlighters, and so on and so forth. And one of the complaints has been that the quality of the light has been quite blue. However, this year, a lot of lighting manufacturers have really worked hard to make them as good as a traditional filament light bulb.
Well, we've not had any problem with LED as lights themselves. The only problem we find is that transformers keep burning out every 5 minutes.
Yes, that can happen with them. Yes,
it's
a case of matching the bulb to the light fittings.
So. Well, they've put it in. The engineers put it in. You'd think they'd know that was what they were doing.
Well, yeah, we that's something we hear a lot, actually, especially with things like the energy companies and the telephone companies. So.
Yes. Well, look, Nick, thanks very much indeed for coming in. But now
perhaps you could
just go through your contact details. And I imagine that your website is going to change with your new name. But let's have the details.
Well,
now.
Yes. I mean, you can go to BrentwoodBillsClub.com.
Right.
Or even EssexBillsClub.com is working as well.
Oh, sorry. It's going to be
EssexBillsClub. Both will continue to work for the foreseeable future.
EssexBillsClub.com. Right.
You can telephone us. It's a Brentwood number on 01277-280-302.
302?
Yes. Well, we have 301 and 302.
Oh, right.
So...
301 and 302.
301,
right.
Yes, that's okay. Right. Yes, they both come through, although 301 comes through to a specific section of the Bills Club.
Right.
You can email us, of course, bills at BrentwoodBillsClub.com. And,
bills?
Bills at BrentwoodBillsClub.com.
At Brentwood... BillsClub.com.
Or you can even fax us.
Go on.
0203 051 1694.
1694. That's so it's 0203 051 1694.
That's right, yes.
And what's more, it's all free, gratis, and for nothing.
Absolutely.
Yes?
There is no hidden charges. We, as I say, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it purely to help people. And since we've been established, there hasn't been, and this might sound an unbelievable claim, there has not been a single person that we haven't been able to save money.
I'm impressed beyond measure. Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed. We'll now, I'm afraid, have to come down to earth with a bump and go back to this.